Hello, and welcome to Creston Global's The International Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome back again for episode 4, part 2. I'm here again with Cesar and Francisco. Welcome back. To discuss in greater depth Creston Global's business culture research, the entrepreneurial mindset, key report takeaways, and how the business landscape has evolved over the years since they've both been in business. If you've just joined us as a new listener, I'd recommend going back and listening to last week's part 1 to fully appreciate the context. Though I can guarantee you'll still get some great tips and insights from our entrepreneurs if you want to stick with this one for now. As we've mentioned before in previous episodes, a big part of Creston's research and subsequent report has been around this idea of an entrepreneur, a coined phrasing for international entrepreneur. And it would be great to hear what you all take the mindset of a successful entrepreneur to be. What is it that gives them the confidence to take that leap of faith and expand into territories unknown?
Let me start, Cesar. A lot of characteristics of business people or entrepreneurs, for example, one is being very optimistic. No, they believe that the world is abundant and there are a lot of opportunities of doing businesses. If you are negative, obviously you are not going to take the risks of that are needed to do a business. So I think it's the first characteristic. Other is that they are very innovative. They want to innovate and to create different things and to see what are the market needs and to cover these needs in a different way. Other point is that you need to have steel nerves. You need to be very balanced, emotionally balanced, because taking risks sometimes is hard. You are human and you have emotions and sometimes you cannot sleep, obviously, if you are very concerned. So these entrepreneurs are in general, I think, strong emotional managers. And these are three characteristics that I think are very common in businessmen.
For me, nowadays we have this diversity of the world. So the entrepreneur, I think they have to improve his skill or looking for this kind of current needs to be diversity and also to be persistent and innovative. And of course, any entrepreneur, they must have those skills. And also, most of the time, they don't have a kind of, let's say, management skill. So I think they need to invest some time to know how to run the business, because sometimes they are only entrepreneur, they have a good view for the future, but they don't have this kind of at least a small knowledge of management skills. So I in my opinion, any entrepreneur should have those skills as well. That's my comments regarding the mindset of the entrepreneur.
And given the wealth of experience you both have, it would be really interesting to know how the entrepreneur landscape has evolved since you entered the workplace. Has technology been the biggest influencing factor, or is there anything else that's changed dramatically over the years?
If you want, I can start. I started almost 30 years ago. So obviously, the business environment was really different because a lot of things, but because of technology, for example, now it's really easy to have contact with everybody in all the world. In the past, it was really hard. When I started, we didn't have even the email. So imagine the complication of working in that environment. And Latin America, and particularly Mexico, had foreign investment, mainly in companies extracting raw material, like minery, for example. Now, Mexico had at that time a free trade agreement with the United States, so we started having a lot of companies of manufacturing automotive industry and a lot of service industries. So they demanded a lot of work from the big firms, but also from medium-sized firms like us. And it was a very good opportunity of starting, but we need to adapt a lot of things, no? As we talked in the past, probably the main barrier was not necessarily technology, but the culture, to understand how the American people think. For example, for me at the beginning was different. We were born here in this kind of culture, so the first time that you start dealing with people, you feel the barriers of the cultural change. But you need to adapt. If you want to do business, you need to adapt. And obviously, the three of us are not too young, so we need to adapt to technology, and it's a challenge. No, it's incredible, wonderful having this kind of technology. This is an example. We are in four different countries speaking, like if we were here together in my place. No, so I think it's easier to do businesses in this environment. I think that a lot of people are familiar with this kind of international with the international businesses, the communication and the cultural differences. In the past, for example, if you hear my English, probably you don't understand half of the things that I'm saying. But now, probably you and a lot of international people are familiar with different accents of English and other languages. So, a lot of changes in these 3 decades that I'm in business.
Exactly, Francisco. I totally agree with you again. And I think what I see, I'm almost 25 years working in this area. So in the past, when we hire someone in our office, the idea was the employee, they are going to stay forever. They are going to work until his retirement. So if I look at my father, my mother, so they were like this. They were, I want a job. I want to stay in a job as long as possible. But nowadays, I think this new generation, all of the young people, they want to be entrepreneur. They don't have a patience to work in a company for maybe 5-10 years. So that's, I feel like this technology, was a good thing for this new generation, because they can be more creative for things. And that's why maybe we can see all the time in news startup companies, because they have this kind of feeling. The new generation, they are up to develop a new business. I don't feel they want to work as an employee anymore. I have a daughter, she's 16 years old. She wants to earn now $30,000 per month. She said, I not work to earn less than $30,000 per month. I say, okay, but what are you going to do to have this money per month? So she said, I don't know. But that's something that I see. The new generation, they are thinking all the time how to make money. They don't want to be an employee, and they don't want to stay longer in the company. So that's my feeling. If I look back in the last 30 years, I think this is the movement that I see. And so for them, I think it'll be good. But for us, we have a big problem to hire new people or to retain the people in the office. So that's why maybe sometimes we are change the profile of the new employees, because we are looking for people maybe sometimes a little bit older, because you know the young people, they are not going to stay in the company longer. So we have a challenge. I think they will be great entrepreneurs, the new generation. But we still need someone to do the hard work. So someone has to put hands on. So that's something that I see when I compare the past with our current days.
And how has your country in particular changed in terms of global business in that time?
Maybe I can start now, Francisco. I will give you like maybe 10 minutes to refresh your mind. I can see from Brazil, we have one thing in Brazil, maybe it's different for other countries. Maybe we do have in Mexico, maybe we do have in Chile. But we have the foreign exchange variation effects. So it's changing. In Brazil, it's changing every day. So let's say I want to invest in other countries and I have like 1 million reais. 1 million reais today is $200,000. So, and it changes a lot. I think like one challenge for the investor from Brazil is because we do not control this. The foreign exchange rate changes every day. So I don't feel they are comfortable or they feel safe to initiate an investment outside Brazil that's going to be mainly in US dollar most of the time. If you compare with pounds, it's, no way, but I mean, just talk about like a US dollar, because today is 5 reais. Reais is our local currency, 5 reais for $1. So it's very expensive for any company that they're going to be to adventure outside of their local country to play with this kind of economic issue, which you call foreign exchange variation, which we do not have a control. So that's something that we used to have in the past. It was stable for some period of time, but it's back again. So I think one barrier for any entrepreneur or any businessman to have a business outside of Brazil, it's not only the culture or the language, but also this, let's say, unstable situation of our local currency, because sometimes they cannot afford to keep the business outside of Brazil because they cannot pay the bills. So that's something that I see from Brazil, especially from Brazil, because we have this kind of change like every minute. So when you open the stock market, then it starts like this kind of fluctuation, and sometimes go up to 6 reais $1 and 5 reais $1. And I don't see like in a forthcoming month a big change on this. So that's something that I think it makes our investor afraid to go abroad.
I absolutely agree with my friends. If you have a good idea or a good service and you want to go out of your country, you face thousands and thousands of regulations. And for example, I have a client that has a website that gives services through the website, and they need to review with each country how is the value of the tax treatment. For example, here in Mexico, the local regulations ask you to have a representative in Mexico. Imagine the challenge of having one here in Mexico if you are working in UK and you have a website, no? And the same if you go to China, probably you need if you want to open a company, you need a local partner. And if you want to Argentina, you can open a company, but you cannot pay to the foreign suppliers more than some threshold in dollars. And if you go to Colombia, you have some tax on financial transactions, and you need to identify the beneficial owner in other countries, and a lot of regulations. Obviously, they can be complied, but the point is the cost. You need to have experts in all the world, and the cost of complying with regulations now is, in my opinion, higher than 20 years ago. So I think that now the economic activity is overregulated. Probably is necessary because money laundering and these kind of things, but now it's a challenge. If I would be the CFO of an international multinational company, probably I would have problem for sleeping every night, because it's really, really complicated to be considering all the regulations and to detect all the risks that you can have in the different countries. So I think it's one of the most important challenges now. I can give a point here. Probably we are part of Creston because of what you are saying. We need to help or to drive our clients to do businesses in other countries. Obviously, if you are in an international network like we in Creston, it's not only being part of Creston, it's knowing the other partners that you have, like Cesar, that we have a very close and good relationship. So you need to go to the international meetings, you need to participate in all the Creston events and to know the other consultants. So in case that one of your clients in your country wants to go out of the country to invest in other countries, you can immediately introduced to the best option that you have in the network to help them. As I said in my previous comment, it's really important to understand the legal environment in each country. And obviously in Creston, we have experts in most of the in the most important economies of the world, and knowing the expert is, in my opinion, a very important thing to consider.
Based on my experience with Creston, we have received in the last maybe 20 years many, many referrals. So, which means that someone was looking to invest in Brazil, and then they had a need to have someone in Brazil to assist them to know the local environment, the taxation, the employees, cost, social charges, etc. On the other hand, I have seen few Brazilian companies going outside Brazil. We have a few that I have already helped them to also to go to UK or to US. But when you compare the referrals inbound to Brazil with the referrals outbound is a very few. So, but again, Latin America is growing. So if you compare with other continents, Europe, North America, so we are still a little bit behind, but I think we are new, so we do have time to grow ourselves. And then maybe in the future, we are going to balance this kind of referrals inbound, outbound. But I would say, based on Creston, what I have seen, they are very helpful to assisting other countries. And from Latin America or from Brazil, I'm doing my best to assist any customer to be like to bring their investment or to their business into Brazil. So that's I feel like I'm more passive on this point other than active. So I'm the one that's receiving a new investor, and I feel that Brazil is a little bit fragile to go outside, based on we have already discussed. So, and I don't see big changes on the near future. I mean, talk about maybe 10, 15 years. I think it's going to stay how it is until we grow locally, our activity grow, and we need to grow as a country. So that's my view regarding this comment, this item.
And I think we'll finish on perhaps the most important question for a few of our listeners. Do you have any advice or insights you can offer to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to expand or move their business into a different cultural environment?
Nobody wants to start, so I need to start. But I was thinking, because it's really hard, no? Because it's not only one advice, probably you need, or an entrepreneur needs a lot of advices. But now the world is like one country, no? With communication, we are now closer between each other, so it's easier to look out of your country. Probably you can win a lot of scales if you sell out of your country, no? Because you don't have a market of 20, 30, or 100 million people. You have a big market of billions of people, so you can reach an scale. So my advice, obviously, is to use the technology and to go out of your country, but be very careful in regulation. I have had a lot of experiences with companies that fail in other countries because they receive big penalties, so they have a lot of legal barriers to continue the businesses, because as an entrepreneur, you know about your product, your good, your service, but you're optimistic and you think, okay, tomorrow I will go out of my country and I will go to 10 different countries, but at the end of 3-4 years, you have a lot of labor problems, tax problems, and a lot of different problems, because you thought that the regulations in all the world were like in your country. Obviously, it's not in this way. And I can say to entrepreneurs that they need to be prepared to know the environment in other countries and to have a very close and good advice.
Yes, I agree, Francisco. My advice to any entrepreneur is to have a good advisor behind, someone from Cresto, if it's possible. Because, of course, we have a great network. And if someone wants to go outside their own country, I think they must have someone behind them to assist them on all this matter that Francisco has just said. So regulation, employee issues, or any kind of taxation issues. So I think the first thing, they have to be orientated by a professional advisor. And I think like we are doing this so far. I think we are on this path. So and I would continue doing that. So if anyone looking forward to have any business outside of Brazil, I'm going to work on this. I will work with Cresto members to advise how to set up any business outside of Brazil. That's my main recommendation to any entrepreneur.
And that's it for episode 4. A huge thank you to Cesar and Francisco for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both. Next week, we've got two new guests to introduce you to who will be representing the North American arm of Creston. But until then, a link to the report is, as always, in this episode's description. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.